That's right. It's time to jump the 2SER time machine. I'm going to sift through the sands of time. I'm going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 23rd of April. Just what's going on this day in history. On today's date in the year 599 AD, Maya King Unichan of Calakmul attacked rival city-state Palenque in southern Mexico, crossing the Usumacinta River in the midst of the dry season and sacking Lacamha, the very centre of Palenque. The city-state was ruled by Queen Yol Iknal, the first female ruler in recorded Maya history and one of the very few Maya female rulers to have borne a full royal title, although the circumstances of her ascension are unknown. Despite having to pay tribute to Calakmul, Yol Iknal continued to rule until her death in 604. Today's date in 1016, Edmund Ironside succeeded his father Ethelred the Unready as King of England. The Munich Reinheitsgebot, literally purity order, regulations limiting the ingredients in beer in Germany and the states of the former Holy Roman Empire, took effect today in 1516 in all of Bavaria. The Siege of Santo Domingo began during the Anglo-Spanish War today in 1655, failing 7 days later. A settlement was established at Parramatta, west of Sydney, today in 1788. April 23rd in 1874, explorer Alfred Gibson disappeared during Ernest Giles' second expedition to the deserts of Western Australia. Gibson and Giles had been scouting ahead of the rest of the party when Gibson's horse died. Giles gave Gibson his horse instead and told him to backtrack to fetch water and assistance. But when Gibson didn't return, Giles hiked back on foot to find Gibson had disappeared. The area in which he disappeared was named the Gibson Desert. Cardiff City defeated Arsenal in the FA Cup final today in 1927, the only time it has been won by a team not based in England. As part of World War II, 1945, Adolf Hitler's designated successor, Hermann Göring, sent him a telegram asking permission to take leadership of the Third Reich. Martin Bormann and Joseph Goebbels advised Hitler that the telegram was treasonous. Soyuz 1, a manned spaceflight carrying cosmonaut Colonel Vladimir Komarov, was launched into orbit on April 23rd in 1967, making Komarov the first cosmonaut to fly to space twice. Unfortunately, he also became the first human to die in a spaceflight as well, when parachute failure caused his capsule to crash after re-entry on April 24th. Coca-Cola changed its formula and released New Coke today in 1985. The response from the public was overwhelmingly negative, and the original formula was back on the shelves in less than 3 months. And finally, in 2005, the first ever YouTube video titled Me at the Zoo was published by co-founder Jawid Karim on today's date. Some famous birthdays for us this morning. William Shakespeare, born 1564. It's actually uncertain if it was today, but it's believed to be the day he was born, as well as being the day he died. Shirley Temple, 1928. Michael Moore is 67 today. John Cena, 44. And Dev Patel is 31. And some famous musos. Glenn Cornick of Jethro Tull, born 1947. We were hearing one from those guys, Aqualung, going out on someone different today though. Steve Clark of Def Leppard, born 1960. Carlos Dengler, Interpol, 47. John C. Bergensen of Sigur Rós is 46. and Josh and Jake Skizkar, twin brothers of Greta Van Fleet, both turning 25 this morning. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life. Today's second track, though, going out to Roy Orbison. Born 1936, known as the Caruso of rock due to his operatic style, as well as the Big O, he had a huge career in the 1960s and resurgence in the 80s, and was a member of the music supergroup The Traveling Wilburys. His signature dark glasses he actually wore on stage due to stage fright. This track rocketed to number one, his first hit in 25 years, when it was released a month after his death at the age of 52. Roy Orbison, You Got It, taking us out on This Day in History with 2SER.